Okay, here in front of you is the AFC Tecmo Division, which we're going to take a look at first. You have San Francisco, New York, and Washington are the three teams in this division.
Obviously, the two best teams on the game are San Francisco and New York, so the fact that the two best teams are all in one division is a pretty huge dilemma. It means they'll beat each other up, and it also means that poor Washington is going to have a difficult time.
We'll say Washington, just a couple seasons ago, did set the score or the points allowed record at 26. So while I won't say I expect that out of them again, they do have the opportunity to, they can play defense that well. So that's something to think about going
Yeah, this
forward.
is the division that has three of the four best defenses on the game, along with Chicago. So it's definitely going to be a division that shuts teams out and makes teams fight all the way to try and score on them.
And last season in the championship game, San Francisco and New York faced off. San Francisco eventually won in overtime. So that's another kind of a great storyline is now instead of these teams separated by conference, they get to go at it in division play. Let's moving along, look at the AFC Bowl Division, Indianapolis, Minnesota, and Chicago. Indianapolis looking to rebound this year. They went 5-7 last year and missed the playoffs by an eyelash. I think they're going to be better with Eric Dickerson this year.
The changes in teams from the Japanese version of Tecmo, which we played last season, to the American version. Minnesota and Indianapolis actually flipped. Minnesota's better in Japan version, which is why they had a better record than Indianapolis last year. Indianapolis is better in the American version, which we're switching to. So I really think we'll see a kind of flip in records as well, where Minnesota gets worse and Indianapolis gets better. Chicago in this division is the rover for this division, which means that both Brad and I will be controlling them. I really think that could go one of two ways, because we're not playing with them every week. It could either go that we play better with them and sneak up on each other because we're not playing them every week, or it could be a deal where we're rusty playing them
Rusty.
on offense and end up, not doing as well with them. So I could see it going either way, actually.
Definitely, yeah. If you get rusty with the Bears offense, you can struggle. One thing with what I find most interesting with the AFC in general is the winner of the Tecmo Division, San Francisco or New York, is going to have a home game in the playoffs. If you're not the winner in that division, you have to go on the road in the first round. So you could theoretically have, like, say, New York at 10-2 this year, and they would have to open the playoffs on the road. So pretty phenomenal when the superpowers are all in one conference like that.
Yeah, I think as far as the conference goes, four of the five best teams now in all of Tecmo Bowl are in this conference, with the exception of Cleveland being in the other conference.
Exactly, yeah.
I think Indianapolis has risen. We've gotten to a point with Indianapolis where they're probably the fifth best team on the game. San Francisco, New York, Chicago are clearly the top three. You could argue the whole beyond there, but I think, four of the five best teams in the game are clearly in this conference, which will make it interesting. So.